Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and time once again to take our weekly trip to the Encouragement Lab. And look who is standing by right there. Dr. Mike Hadabaugh is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
How are you doing over there in the lab? Everybody good?
Good. We're dressing down a little more.
I understand.
As you can tell over the radio.
Well, but we're watching you. We can see you if we're watching, so that's all right. Very good. You're practicing physical distancing, so that's good too.
Yes. Physical distancing from most people.
That's right. Exactly. So this week we're talking about having a future.
You know, yeah.
And why that's
important.
Mental
health. You know, people are starting to wear down. You know, it's April 7th,
you think?
Right? So
yeah.
What, only...
April 8th today on Wednesday, April 8th.
Hey, so today, yeah, today is the 8th.
Yes.
See, I'm already a day off.
Right.
You know what, we still have 22 more days to go, and that's just April.
Right. I
and
hear you.
If you're counting this down that way, as I can't wait till this is over so I can go back to whatever.
Right.
This is going to be miserable. So I want to, for your mental health, today's Mental Health Day.
All right.
Encouragement. You know, this is Encouragement Lab.
Yep.
I want to give you some encouraging, futuristic things to do that will improve your attitude and give you something to look forward to. And I just think that's so important.
Okay. I agree. All right. How do we get there?
So the way to do that is to realize there's hope in your future. And the way that you develop hope in your future is not to spend all day looking through social media posts about how bad things are, but to go ask the question, all right, what am I doing right now, even for a little bit, even if it's only for 15, 20 minutes a day, what am I doing right now that when this is all over with, I'll be able to put to use?
Ah, okay. For example, what types
example,
of things could we be
so
doing?
Polish your resume.
All right.
When was the last time you updated your resume? I predict that a lot of people are going to be changing jobs during this crisis and afterwards.
Well, maybe voluntarily or involuntarily.
Exactly. But I think a lot of people are you know, I know a lot of people that have said for years, if I could just, you know, if this job wasn't holding me back, you know, I'm in a
mm-hmm.
job I hate, but I make too
yeah.
much money. Well, for a lot of people, that's now not an issue.
True.
So
right.
I know a lot of people that are changing. I got a job offer out of the blue last week. It's a part-time job that I'm going to take on, but it was like I didn't see that coming. But it's
right.
actually, boy, does it line up with who I am, this new job.
Nice.
And again, this came out of the blue, and ironically, this guy had already pulled my resume from another thing that I had and said, hey, I think you're a perfect fit for this.
Okay.
And guess what? So have you updated your resume to go, you know, adding chief toilet paper, you know, advisor or something like that to cover this period of time?
You've been looking at my resume, I can tell. All right, Dr. Hadabaugh.
Exactly. We got to manage the toilet paper right
yes,
now.
Yes, we
right?
do. We sure
here's
do.
Another one. Learn a new hobby. I know people that are taking guitar lessons.
Yeah.
Or, you know, my wife's ordered some puzzles. Those are really hard to find right now. So, you know, go on and you know, try to do some puzzle. We've exchanged puzzles with people already.
Okay.
But it's a great time to learn a new hobby. Maybe you've always said, you know, I always wish I had time to do X.
Right.
Work on your relationship. That's one of the things I do is I develop courses for relationships through my one of my other websites, and it's a great time to work on your relationship. And sadly, there's a lot of negative coming out of this. There's a lot of dysfunction and unfortunately some violence, domestic violence happening. We'll do the opposite. Get
right.
it better. Use this time to do that. Cook a new meal. I see there's a lot of famous people that are doing cooking shows.
Right.
So that's a great thing. You know, think about the good news that's coming out of this. Like, for instance, I understand that a lot of animal shelters are now empty for the first time ever.
You know, we've heard that just this week that the Farmington shelter is somewhat low on animals. They're not empty, but they're low. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah, now I will never be adopting a cat at my house.
Okay.
But a dog, yes.
Maybe.
Probably okay. Shouldn't adopt a skunk.
No.
Like
no.
That. But anyway, it's
not if you want that future relationship to work out. That's all I'm saying.
What's that?
I said, don't adopt a skunk if you want that future relationship you're working on to be around, right?
Yeah, won't unless the skunk smells better than you do. Then maybe there's a reason to do that.
There's that. Okay.
But
good,
yeah, focus
good advice.
On the future.
Yeah.
Because this is exhausting. One of the things I'm not hearing enough about is we're how many weeks deep in this now? And I'll be honest, I don't feel like the end game is. Is this getting worse or better? I don't know some days.
Right.
Because I get news that's both directions.
Right. No, so I agree with you.
It's exhausting mentally.
Yeah.
Not know.
I hear you.
So the way to overcome that is to focus on the future. Go, you know what? There will come a day that I can do this or I can do this right now. And then I can say that, that it's, you know, already something I'm already doing. So then you continue it. So,
sure.
So yeah, start a new something, dude. Again, if you're a workaholic, polish your resume. If you are bored, start a new hobby. If you're lonely, work on your relationships. Some old friends of mine. So I was really heavily involved in Boy Scouting as a young man. And I worked 6 years at a camp.
Right.
And a longtime friend of mine started a new Facebook page just a couple days ago and said, hey, I had some time to go over some of my old stuff, and I thought I'd start posting stuff. Well, the thing has blown up to 40 people, and we're sharing pictures of, you know, what we have and what we did and remembering stories. And, man, that's been a really fun thing to do. So
nice.
Do stuff like that.
Yeah, a bunch of college friends got together for a Zoom meeting last Saturday, so that was kind of cool to see everyone together because we all live in different locations. So
nice, there you go.
So that's pretty cool. So
that built real positive emotion in you, and the cool thing is that didn't cost you much energy at all.
No.
Actually probably gave you some energy.
Right.
And, being the introverted, quiet, shy person that I know you are, Scott, it right. didn't take much energy at all.
No, that's true. And you know who else I think is talking this way and thinking this way, Dr. Hadabaugh, besides you? If you noticed, the Queen of England in her nationwide address, she had a little bit of this in her speech, in her 5-minute address.
Yeah. I mean, so, maybe I copied this from her. I did.
I don't
watch
think you did.
The weekend.
No.
But, you know, that's what we need.
But yeah.
Quit getting in, you know, buried into the charts and graphs are great. Watch those for a little bit, but you don't need to stare at them all day. Get out there and do something. And again, maybe this just will stir something. Another thing that I've done.
Right.
Just saw this laying here on my desk is I've got some old DVD videos that I had converted from some old video footage from my kids when they were young.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I've taken this time to – I'm now you got to do this in two stages. I'm now digitizing them and going to throw them on Facebook to share with my family, and they'll always be there.
Cool.
So that's something, again, it takes me 15, 20 minutes. I'm doing one a day. And, again, I'll be able to share those, and they'll be forever out there for family for generations to come. So yeah, being productive in this is really important.
That's true. All right. Always good advice, Dr. Hadabaugh. I'm glad you're here with us. Thank you.
You're welcome. See ya.
All right. Stay well. We'll see you next week.
All righty.
That is Dr. Mike Hadabaugh, everyone. He joins me every Wednesday from the Encouragement Lab right here on KSJE Farmington. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.